Tell the people, O Muhammad, if you sincerely love Allah, then follow me. Allah will also love you and forgive you your sins. Allah is forgiving and merciful. Also tell them, obey Allah and His Rasul. In spite of this, if they turn back, then warn them that Allah does not know or love the disobedient. Indeed, Allah exalted Adam, Noah, the family of Abraham, and the family of Imran above all the worlds. They were the offspring of one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all and knows all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard when the wife of Imran said, O my Rabb, I dedicate to your service what is in my womb. Please accept it from me. You alone hear all and know all. When she gave birth to a girl instead of a boy, she said, My Rabb, I have given birth to a girl. Allah knew very well what she had delivered, and that the male is not like the female. I have named her Maryam, and I seek your protection for her and her children from the mischief of Shaitan, the accursed. Her Rabb graciously accepted that girl. He made her grow up as a good girl and entrusted her to the care of Zechariah. Whenever Zechariah entered the sanctuary to see her, he found with her food. He asked, O Maryam, from where did you get it? She replied, It came from Allah. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whom He wants without measure. Thereupon Zechariah prayed to his Rabb, saying, O my Rabb, grant me a righteous child as your special favor. Surely you hear all prayers. As he stood praying in the mahrab, a prayer space in the sanctuary, the angels called out to him, saying, Allah gives you good news of a son to be named Yahya, John. He will confirm the word of Allah. He will be a great leader, chaste, and a prophet among the righteous. He said, O my Rabb, how can I have a son now that I have reached an old age and my wife is barren? Such is the will of Allah, he replied. Allah does what He wants. Zechariah said, My Rabb, grant me a sign. It was said, Your sign is that you will not be able to speak to people for 3 days except through gestures. During this time you should remember your Rabb very much and glorify Him in the evening and in the morning.